You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Greetings live from Goodyear, Arizona. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined, as always, by Jordan Bastian. We are talking Tribe. Not only are we live in Goodyear, Arizona, we are live at Raul and Teresa's, the famed Mexican restaurant here in Goodyear, Arizona, where the Indians train. And JB, you and I just got a workout in, and now we're going to just give it all back.
That's right. It's all about breaking even. We got some chips and salsa here. Got some fajitas coming. Let's do this.
Sometimes you got to play for the tie, which the Indians did the other day,
They've been doing that a lot this spring.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Indians' spring training to date. It's been a couple weeks since we caught up with each other here, and in that time, some big news, some unfortunate news from the Tribe's perspective. Their projected starting center fielder, Abraham Almonte, not-so-honest Abe, he gets banged for 80 games for performance-enhancing drugs. Not a good situation for a team that already had some major outfield questions.
No, it wasn't at all, and I mean, I think it's unfortunate because this is a guy that on many teams might have been a platoon guy. Even with the Indians, maybe would have been a platoon guy, but he was projected to be the starter. He had a great opportunity here, you know, really took advantage of a two-month stint with the Indians and kind of had, you know, a great situation right in front of him. And now it's going to be a great situation for maybe a couple other guys, maybe some young guys. It's really going to be an interesting storyline to watch over the rest of the spring. But the reality is the Indians, whether you like it or not, are tapped out with their payroll, and what you see is what you get right now, and you know, going to make this a little intriguing over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it sure is. As we said the other day, I mean, if you are going to have to go platoon heavy, at least Francona is very good at that. It's not just a matter of, okay, this guy has these numbers against righties, this guy has these numbers against lefties. It's also massaging the egos and things of that nature, but it's a tough situation to enter the season with, and I guess the biggest question is, does this potentially open an opportunity for Tyler Naquin, who's a fairly well-regarded prospect?
Well, I think right now, you know, when we've talked to Francona about him, I mean, he's been pretty straightforward in saying that Naquin is probably one of their better defensive center fielders, and I think he could be a major league center fielder in terms of his defense right now. What they don't know about is his offense, and that's what they're going to be really evaluating this spring. One thing Tito said is, he's not consistently on time yet with his swing, and in the big leagues, pitchers can really exploit that by changing speeds. So they're going to really monitor that spring. He's missed a lot of time in the last few years. Some of the things weren't really his fault. You know, he got hit in the hand with a pitch, broke his hand in 2014. Last year, he ran into a wall, he got a concussion. You know, he kind of sort of reminds me of that Grady Sizemore all-out approach, you know, and he said he would still run straight at that wall again, and that kind of shows his mentality. But this is definitely going to open the door for him to get a really long, hard look here this spring. And, I mean, he's on the cusp, so we'll see. I mean, I think, if anything, if it's for a couple weeks, Brantley might be coming back, and you know you can have that really, really strong defense out there, maybe it's worth giving him a try.
Hey, yeah, I mean, it's not my team, so I can afford to throw reckless ideas out there, but shoot, I figure if you can throw him in the nine hole, he might hit .150 for a month or so, but if he's playing good defense, I mean, this team needs to be built around his defense. That's just, and the pitching, obviously, just needs to be the way it is. Speaking of the pitching, the fifth spot in the rotation is up for grabs very early, obviously, an exhibition play down here in the Cactus League, but what are your thoughts on that fifth spot as we sit here today?
You know, I think, again, with the contract that they gave to Josh Tomlin, with some other factors that you look at, maybe you look at the April schedule with a lot of those off days, maybe that fifth spot early on is kind of a swing spot between the rotation and the bullpen as they need or don't need a fifth starter. So I think right now everything kind of points to Tomlin for that role, because as a veteran guy, you're going to be more inclined to put him in that type of role if that's going to be the situation. And Cody Anderson is still young and developing, and they're not going to want to mess with that development. They're going to want him starting regularly. You know, so I think Cody has been one of the great stories early in camp. He looks like a different guy. He really revamped his nutrition over the offseason. Part of that was because he had an emergency appendectomy. I wouldn't recommend that for getting yourself in great shape. But he's done everything in his power to put himself in a position to get a job. But sometimes circumstances dictate another person getting that job. So right now, I think Tomlin is your guy for that fifth spot.
please don't bring up emergency appendectomies around me in Arizona. That was my situation a year ago, but we got through that. So did Cody Anderson.
That was at Rangers camp. Isn't that where you were today too?
Yeah. It's,
oh man,
it's bad memories walking in there. But speaking of Cody Anderson, so what's the story here? He stays on a horse ranch while he's down here, and you had the opportunity to ride some horsies with him.
Yeah, he after the workouts, about a year ago, he was just killing time in a feed store, which, you know, you and I might go to a bookstore or Best Buy. He goes to a feed store and looks at chaps. And he met this guy who owns a racehorse ranch out here. It's a place where horses that are not currently racing can go to just, you know, for lack of a better term, just be horses and relax. And the elderly ranch hand said, you know, if you're bored sitting at the hotel and you want to come out and hang out, come ahead, go ahead. And Cody called him the next day, and he's been going there basically after practice every day since then, during spring training, over the winter, when he was out here for strength camp. He would go there. He rides horses. He ropes. He, you know, helps tend to the ranch, and, you know, they help feed him dinner. They don't have any kids. It's an elderly couple, and they've kind of taken him in as the son that they don't have. And he loves it. It reminds him, he had a ranch growing up, so it reminds him of, you know, being back home, and kind of helps him, he said, get away of the stress that exists at the major league facility, you know, as he's so mentally and physically focused on trying to get a job and be in the big leagues. He can go to this place and just ride a horse for miles and escape. So yeah, there's a story on Indians.com. You can check it out. There's some video. I believe there's video of him helping me get on a horse and making fun of how short I am. And, you know, but I got on the horse. He said I did okay for a city kid. So a small victory there.
Well, you know, we knew the Indians were going to have to ride their horses in the rotation this year, but it's taking a little too literally. And the other big news out of that was you bought and wore, procured a pair of jeans.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I'm not a big fan of jeans. My wife has been trying to get me to buy jeans for many, many years. The last time I bought a pair was when I worked at Chili's when I was in college, and they told me jeans were part of the uniform, and I was like, oh, well, crap, I gotta go buy a pair of jeans. So, yeah, for this, I felt riding a stallion in some khakis just wasn't appropriate. So I went and I bought some jeans, and my wife's pretty happy about it.
There's a Chili's right next door to Raul and Teresa's, actually, so now that you have your jeans,
I can moonlight.
You can go
I can go wait tables again.
Yeah, you got some free nights down here this month. Anything else on your mind here? You also wrote a story the other day about the double play combo, Francisco Lindor and Jason Kipnis. They've pretty much been inseparable, it sounds like, in the spring.
Yeah, you know, they're always hitting together. They're always working out in the mornings together. The lockers aren't too far from each other. And I think that's a great sign, because that's one of those, sort of like a, you know, Kluber and Gomes have sort of formed this great partnership on and off the field. You kind of need that with your middle infield double play combination. And, you know, they really had to learn on the fly last year when Lindor came up. And thankfully, he's a very talented and gifted defensive shortstop. So, you know, I'm sure their learning curve wasn't that steep for Kipnis, or for him, for Lindor as well. But, you know, Lindor said there's just, you can't replace being on the same field throughout spring training, getting those reps in, learning each other's tendencies and all the intricacies that go along with turning double plays and working together. So, you know, I think that'll be interesting to see when the season opens, just how much better that duo can be up the middle, because as you alluded to earlier, defense, run prevention, and pitching staff is going to be just absolutely integral for this team this year if they want to contend, because there's just so many question marks. You know, I guess the other thing is just Michael Brantley continues to make great progress behind the scenes. He continues to say he wants to be ready by opening day. Tito keeps sort of curbing that. You know, if it needs to go into the season, it will. And you just hope Brantley is being extremely smart about it in light of the Almonte situation and everything else. You know, he's going to have that motivation to come back as soon as possible, but you don't want him to come back before he's totally ready and have a setback in late April or May, and now you're looking at, you know, a season of, you know, what the Indians went through with Yan Gomes last year, or Kipnis the year before, where they just weren't right for the entire season and it really hindered them. So, you know, great encouraging signs so far for the Indians, but they got to really, really be smart about that one.
Absolutely. All right, last thing, JB, give me a scouting report for the people who have never been to Raul and Teresa's. Give them a scouting report.
Oh, man. Well, I get the Jason Kipnis, number 22. Got a couple enchiladas coming my way, a tamale, taco, rice and beans. It's your standard Mexican affair. Their salsa has a little kick to it. I like that. I like the spice. Make sure you have your water before you start eating the chips and salsa. You got the fajitas?
I got the chicken fajitas. I always get the chicken fajitas here. First time at the new location. I don't feel quite the atmosphere of the old location. It feels a little more chainy to me now somehow. I don't know how to describe it, but I also am disappointed in the Bear Claw machine where you already dropped a dollar trying to win.
It's a weak claw.
It was definitely a weak claw. Trying to win that Batman stuffed figure. Did not pan out, but we'll see how 2016 pans out for the tribe.
Oh, nice transition.
You like that? All right. Hope you all enjoyed the ambiance here. The ambiance noise here at Raul and Teresa's. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.